Okay, everyone, it is day 11, and this is entitled Being Rescued. Restful one, I speak to your spirit in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. From the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Psalm 27:5-6. Restful one, there is a time for you to endure pain, knowing there is joy on the other side, a time for pressing on to get through the pain, to enter into that joy. But there is also a time when you are supposed to be delivered by your Father, the Most High God, when you cry out to him and ask him to remove the obstacles, to lift you out of their clutches, and to set you in a beautiful, safe place. I bless you with knowing the difference between the two. I bless you with having the courage to move ahead and press through pain when it is time. I bless you with freedom from a poverty spirit, with being willing and ready and knowing the time to cry out to your Father to be rescued from the problems that are not yours to fight. I bless you with seeing his provision in rescuing you in a multitude of ways. I bless you with enjoying the creativity of God in rescuing you in little things and big things, monumental crisis and a little confusion of the day. I bless you with the joy of watching your Father easily handle those things that would perturb you or confuse you. I bless you with being rescued and celebrating his creativity in the rescue with the emotion of security. I bless you with enough problems in life and God's rescuing you from those problems that you no longer fear problems because they become an opportunity for God to show himself strong. I bless you with the blessing that Daniel had of living so long with God and experiencing his faithfulness so many times that when he was in the lion's den, he was not overwhelmed with fear. The animals' mouths were bound, and they could not bite him. I bless you, restful one, with the same security that David had, to walk into the enemy's camp and leave with Saul's spear and water bottle. I bless you with experiencing your Father's intervention so often on such a profound level that you are emotionally secure. I bless you with seeing him do remarkable things to rescue you so that you can go before God's people and share glory stories of what God did on your behalf and how he activated events to rescue from the trap of the enemy designed to destroy you. I bless you with the joy of imparting to other people the faith to walk in security. I bless you with stories of God's intervention that are so deeply woven into your spirit that sharing those stories with others lifts their faith up, lifts them out of fear, and enables them to have the faith to look forward and cry out for God's intervention in their own lives. I bless you, restful one, with the anointing that was upon Paul. The captain should not have set sail at that time, and the ship was lost. But because Paul was on the ship, God kept everyone's life safe. I bless you with such an anointing of security that you will have the joy of God rescuing you and also extending security to and rescuing others along with you. Your anointing for the powerful security of God was extended to those around you. I bless you with the joy of your Father's acts on your behalf being translated into beautiful acts of worship toward him. I bless you with not just enjoying the emotion of release and rescue, but also translating those experiences into acts of worship. I bless you with worshiping and glorifying God, encouraging his people, and memorializing his power after a magnificent rescue. I bless you, restful one, with shouts of joy over the intervening hand of God. As he rescues you from the work of his enemies and yours, I bless you with the security and joy of being rescued by the God whom you serve with all of your heart. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, today I pray for each and every one of us that you would take us on our timelines, over our history, and open our eyes and remind us all these feasts and the memorials and the altars that were set up, even that sit to this very day across the desert and the wastelands over in the Holy Land and Israel and Syria and even Iraq and the Red Sea and Egypt, all of the places where significant things happen to help people to remember. Lord, let there be memorials in our lives that these milestones, these things that have happened along the way that we've maybe forgotten, and for some of us, have not even been aware that it was your intervention in the first place. The hidden throughout our lives is a great testimony of God's weaving and interweaving and injecting into our lives to bring a confluence, to bring in a merging, I guess, again, it's like weaving together a tale and a story of the, it's like the scarlet thread that's woven through the Bible of Jesus himself, that there's this scarlet thread written, woven through our lives that we are often not aware of. And alongside this, Holy Spirit, that today, that you would bring to our memories things that we do know that we forgot, and things that we've never even imagined could have been you, to rewrite our history in a fact, in a manner, but Lord, that would draw us into a place where our expectation, our level of peace, our the grandeur of what's available to us in you and through you to give great confidence. That whether we are, you know, it's like when we used to, you know, have to go backpacking. It's like one thing you remember is all you have to do is make it, you know, we took 50-minute intervals. You just need to make it another 50. You need to make it over that hilltop. But every hill has an end. Every mountain, you know, has a top. And every experience that we go through only lasts for so long. But there is that those moments where you yourself show yourself large. In the moments where they used to pray, if I've ever found favor in your sight, if not for me, then for my father. If not for my fathers and my father's fathers. If not for them, then for your own name be glorified. That, Lord, that this day, that there be such an extravagance of your enmeshing, of your intervention, of your intimate, intentional involvement in each and every person's lives, come to a place that would cause a radical shift and a reformatting. That was a word I was looking for before. A reformatting of our place, like a change in our operating system of what is expected and how we're to live and the posture that we take on. And that there be such an immersion, such a unifying of this life of ours with you. And that we become so full of you in a way, like Paul, that it becomes so obvious to people that you are the distinguishing difference in our lives. But not only that, that everyone around us be kept swept up into these things so that your involvement be so strikingly obvious that not just in their observance of our lives, but the splash for the overshadowing, the involvement that they have in a sense in your involvement in our lives that is so staggering and so great that they themselves are affected. That, Lord, I remember hearing a discussion once about the value that we really have as Christians in anything that we do. That we bring so much more to the table than we imagine. That, Lord, that your intervention would save not just people around us, but would impact the businesses that we're a part of. That a business that we support. That our favor would be upon the departments, that our bosses, to be upon the places that we go, our schools, our classes, our families, our neighbors, our neighborhoods. That it's like the light that shines and permeates into every room. Lord, I pray for each person here that today that they not need a rescue that they're aware of, that they not be put in situations that they need a rescue, but that the rescuer just remind us of who is the rescuer and who's the one to be rescued, then that you're more than able and capable of seeing through all that you've planned, but not just that, to rescue us from every situation, including the ones that we never even knew that we needed rescuing from. The traffic jam. I remember there's a man that I work for, and he's a very gifted man, and there was a time he was living in another state, and he had been newly married, and he was driving to the church, I believe, and he saw a vision of his father-in-law. He saw what he was wearing. He saw the car he was on. He saw the street he was on. And he saw that there was a man running a stop sign, and there was a terrible accident. And he called, I believe it was his wife, and told his wife, and his wife called his father-in-law, and the father-in-law, you know, gets the call, and it's like, this is what was happening. And he goes, well, that's the clothes I'm wearing. This is the car that I'm driving. This is the street that I'm on. This is the stop sign that I'm at. And he chose to heed the warning and not go that way. And sure enough, there was a man that ran a stop sign, and there was such an accident that he would have been instantly killed. That, Lord, that these types of things are things that you're doing all the time that we're not even aware of. If we could only really rest in knowing how involved you are into everything that we do. Lord, I pray that the rescuer, we would know the rescuer in a way that we never have, not to feel the need to be rescued per se, but to come into a place of trusting and knowing that you have our back, that you're ahead of us already, that we're following you, we're walking with you, and that we can come to a place of peace, and that this would inspire us into close fellowship with you. And again, it's really about who you are, Lord God, that we would know another aspect of who you are in our lives in a tangible way. So today, Lord, I pray for an injection of you in the aspect of the rescuer to be revealed and injected, infused into each and every person's life today. We bless you and we love you in Jesus' name.